You know, a few years ago, I did a story or two for my day job about an old Oshkosh acquaintance, Peter Denny, who incorporated building an airplane in his shop class up at Washburn High in Minneapolis. It was pretty revolutionary at the time, this notion of using an airplane to teach things to kids. But as is the case with so many things these days, it was also one of the first programs to be cut back when the budget got tight. In that vacuum around the country, a couple of grassroots efforts have sprouted up with builders, home builders. They've put together their own programs, found the kids to populate and develop the curriculum that presumably teaches them a few things that I suppose go even beyond airplanes. And in the studio now is one of the leaders of Eagle's Nest, based in Indiana, Bob Kelly, who I've known for a while. He's an RV9A builder, flyer, and also a couple of the students. Elijah Morris is with us. He's a junior at Jennings County High School.
Yes,
do I have that right? And Ross Porter, who is a senior project manager.
Yes.
That sounds important. That's big shot stuff right there. Senior project manager. Tell us the story there, Bob. Are you the brains behind this? This is your idea?
Oh, I guess if you could say brains behind it, that's a debatable topic. But I did start the program. I dreamed about it for a long time, and I looked around for a couple years, and finally I got a school that would try it, and it has worked.
Yeah. And so Elijah and Ross, how'd this work? They come to you in class and say you'd want to build a plane, or how'd you connect with this character?
Well, in our engineering class, our teacher actually approached us and asked us if you wanted to build a plane, and I thought to myself, you're crazy, and it turns out we did it.
Yeah. Had you had any experience with aviation before that, or building a plane for that matter?
A little bit with models and kind of mechanically inclined, but other than that, not really.
Yeah. Elijah?
Same way with him. I was in engineering class. My teacher didn't really approach me. I was kind of late on in the project. I started about halfway through, but a lot of my friends were in it, and they kind of recommended it to me, and I figured that was something that I'd really like to try. No real aviation background, but once I got in, I knew I had to finish out the project, and I love it.
Hmm. And the project is an RV-12.
RV-12,
tell
right.
Tell me the story behind
what your
process was.
There's a lot of reasons to choose something, but the biggest reason to choose the RV-12, hey, everybody knows it's a great airplane and it's got all kinds of good features, but the biggest thing is that it is an incredibly complete kit. And one of the problems with schools is sourcing. You don't want to have to write 15 purchase orders when one will do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've that's one of the major selling points for the RV-12 in a school situation.
Yeah. Were you guys in it from the very beginning to the very end?
I was. I was from the beginning.
Not everybody was, though. Were you, Elijah?
No. When I came in, we had part of the fuselage done sitting on a shop table, but now it's a flying airplane. It's amazing.
And were there people who started and weren't with the project at the end?
Yes.
Do people come and go? Or
we had two people that graduated. We started it in January a year and a half ago, and we had two people that graduated last year. One already has his private pilot's license. We had a couple that dropped out, not too many. And then, of course, when we had dropouts and graduates, we picked up some new, like Elijah here, at the beginning of the school year. So yeah, there's a little turnover, but not a whole lot. I think people pretty much either realize this is something they want to do or not.
Yeah.
You
can't build an airplane and be distracted by other things. But as teenagers, you're supposed to be distracted by other things. How did you mix all this in with... where'd your stick-to-itiveness, I guess, come from?
Knowing that someday that the airplane's going to fly, it can be very busy, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Elijah?
It's the same thing. It's when you see that airplane sitting there and you want so bad for it to be finished. You walk in that shop and mouths are closed. You walk in there, you find something to do, and you work on it till the time's over because you want that thing in the air.
Yeah. I was talking to Mike Morgan earlier. He was asking me about my project. And I said, when I started the project, I was the kind of guy that cut corners and did stuff kind of on the cheap. But by the time I was finished with the project, and actually, just for the record, my wife was listening, very early in the process of the project, I became a much more complete builder, more more concerned about the quality and that sort of thing. Did you guys experience that, or were you good builders right from the start?
Well, you know, after a while, you learn from your mistakes, and there were a few of those.
Like what?
Oh, some dented skins and things that could have been prevented, but it is what it is.
Let's not talk about the horizontal spar, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're building, how many people in all are students?
Well, there were 10 at the end.
You know, when you're building with 10 students, you make a mistake, you're going to hear about it. You know, when I'm out in my garage building an airplane, it's just me and my conscience. So that's a whole different dynamic for home builders to have that big a group. Did you? And of course, you're the senior project manager, so maybe you're the muscle behind the whole thing to make sure people don't mess up or something. But is that difficult to have other people looking at your work?
Well, you know, we're pretty laid back. Mistakes, as long as you admit them, are fine, and as long as they're not incredibly, you know,
expensive.
Relatively laid back.
So what'd you learn now that you've built an airplane, and I should say a flying airplane, because it flew here, right?
It did fly here. Flew in Vance Parade yesterday.
Yeah. So what'd you learn?
I'd say follow plans word by word. Don't try to cut corners, because that's when most of the problems start to happen. Don't try to do things too early. Don't be too eager to get it off the ground, because it's really easy to leave things out. If you get up there too early and you find out something's wrong, then you're back to square one. So don't be too eager to get it off the ground.
What was your favorite part about the build? Which component?
Really seeing the engine start for the first time was really neat, because it was the first moving part that we had produced, and just seeing something other than just the airplane sitting still was really nice.
You going to expand this deal?
Well, this is, I guess, announcement time.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about Team Flight. Team Flight was kind of first, although they weren't in a school. We've had some meetings, and as of today, Team Flight has merged with Eagle's Nest, and we are now one organization. We have 6 projects under the Eagle's Nest auspices already. And now with this, I think that we are on track to really do some major expansion. We got to watch and do it right, not get in a hurry. It's like building an airplane. You're building an organization. You can't hurry it. But we want to make it available to as many people as we can as soon as it's feasible, and still keep a safe, reliable product. Mm-hmm.
I think this, if I recall correctly, I think I saw a news release on this, that one of the themes today at Oshkosh is dedicated to teachers who are trying to get their school superintendents and schools to do more of this, to introduce some sort of build program, either as a, to have like part of the curriculum and have teachers do it, or something like yourself. Let's say I'm a school superintendent, I've got a dwindling budget. Everybody wants a piece of that budget. Convince me that I'm making a big mistake if I'm saying I don't have time to build planes in schools.
We've got 6 projects going now, and so far a school system hasn't put out a dime.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Now, they're furnishing the building and they're furnishing the teacher, but as far as material, they haven't put out a dime. That is a major thing. We have an open letter of recommendation from our school superintendent, and I think that that goes a long way. All they've got to do is talk to one of these guys for about 10 or 15 minutes, and they realize that these people haven't just learned about rivets and haven't just learned about things like that. They're learning a mindset of get it done right, leadership, so many positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get them sitting in front of a keyboard.
Yeah, Ross, you're a senior. You're going to be a senior.
Yes.
When you get back to school, what's your plans? Big plans after
as
that.
Far, after that, I plan on attending Vincennes University, studying aviation science, or maybe getting my NP license.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go into that field.
Elijah, what's your plan? You're a junior.
I'm a junior.
So you got a couple of years.
I got a little bit longer to think about it, but yeah. Not quite sure yet. Looking maybe into some aeronautical engineering when I get out. I'm not quite sure where I'd go. But without a doubt, it's going to be some sort of engineering, mechanical engineering, I'm sure.
Have you had a chance to get around and look at all the home builds or some of the home builds and different kinds? And have you had an idea that maybe you'd like to build another plane someday of different kind of, maybe one a composite, fiberglass, faster, that sort of thing?
I'd definitely like to.
Yeah, Elijah?
We've seen a lot of beautiful planes out there, and I mean, all of them look great, but still there's something about having your own out there already, but yeah. I'd love to build another one in the future. It was way too much fun to just do one of them.
Is the next one going to be an RV-12 too then?
We're doing all RV-12s, and again, yeah. it's for the logistics reasons, the completeness of the kit, and the fact that we want to support these. I know the RV-12. I don't know anything else, and we want to build a real firm support organization behind one thing, and you can't do it behind a dozen airplanes.
Yeah. We've been talking with Elijah Morris. He's a junior. Ross Porter is a senior, and Bob Kelly is the boss of Eagle's Nest, which is built in RV-12 and is using it to teach kids good things. They're also great. They're camping right next to me, by the way. They're also putting me to shame in terms of keeping their campsite clean. So thanks, fellas. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you. We'll be back in a moment. Still to come on today's show, the story behind the RV1, and coming up, a builder who knows a thing or three about building Grand Champions.